Hi, what's up everyone? So I've been wanting to start this podcast forever. So I'm actually really excited that today I'm recording the first episode of the Spa and Salon Academy podcast. So my name is Nora Kenyeres and I'm the host of this podcast. And on today's episode, I wanted to share the top three secrets behind one of my Facebook campaigns. So I worked with this spa and in just 20 days, they got 98 booking inquiries, out of which 25 clients actually booked their appointment and many more later on. So this was an amazing campaign. My client was blown away by the results, and we actually had to stop the campaign a little bit earlier than we planned because they couldn't really keep up with the demand. So I will talk about this campaign today. Now, because this is the first episode, I thought that I would share a little bit about myself, just real quick. So if you don't know me, my company is called Spa and Salon Academy, and I work with spas and I help them grow their businesses. And my signature program is called the Fully Booked Spa, which is my done-for-you Facebook ads program where I work with the spas, I set up their Facebook campaigns, and they get at least 30 new clients every single month guaranteed. So this is an amazing program. My clients love it. So if you want, you can just look it up later on. Now, back to this episode. This Facebook campaign was crazy. My client's phone was pinging with inquiries and new bookings all the time. And as I said, eventually we had to stop the campaign a little bit earlier than what we planned because it was so hard to keep up with the demand. I know it sounds like a good problem to have. Now it was what it was, but it was also quite overwhelming. Now, this client has a spa with around 10 team members, as I remember, and they are a full service day spa. And before working with me, they tried Facebook advertising on their own. I think they maybe worked with an agency as well. I'm not 100% sure about it, but they blew around 16K, so $16,000 on ads. And mainly they got just likes and fans and, you know, all that stuff. So not real clients and not real bookings. And, you know, yes, they spent this money over a couple of years, but honestly, I was shocked when I saw this number because, I mean, if you spend 16K on Facebook advertising, then you can pretty much attract thousands of clients with my method, and you can open up like several locations with this money because you will just get so much demand. So, you know, when they started working with me, they were a little bit skeptical because, you know, when I told them that they would get at least 30 new clients in 30 days, you know, it didn't happen for them before, even though they spend a lot of money. So it seemed too good to be true, basically, for them. So you can imagine their surprise when in less than 24 hours, they got 15 leads or something like that. And these leads started to make appointments. Now, I just wanted to share the top three secrets or strategies behind the success of this campaign. And quite honestly, I just want to show you what's possible when you do Facebook ads right. So if you do Facebook ads right, you can get clients right away. So you don't have to spend a lot of time and money on building your audience or, you know, getting likes and building your fan base. Because I know that there are a lot of misconceptions going on when it comes to Facebook advertising. And to be honest with you, I'm quite sick of these misconceptions because just yesterday I had a call with a potential client and she told me that she thought that she had to spend like some money, so maybe like a couple of $1,000s to build her audience to get at least a couple of thousand fans before she actually could start getting clients. And it's so not true because I had clients who started from zero, like from zero for real. Like they didn't have a Facebook business page before they started working with me, and still they still got more than 30 clients. So this particular client, they got more than 50 booked appointments in the first month of working with me. So my point is that if you do Facebook advertising the right way, then you can get clients right away. So first of all, let me tell you what I did not do which is very important. Because what I did not do is what I see that so many other spas do. So that's the reason why they do not get the results that they want. So first of all, I didn't do a boosted post or a sponsored post, however you want to call it. Now, why? Well, there are several reasons, but if you just think about the typical boosted post from the spa industry, it usually says something like, you know, hey, we are running this promotion, and you know, you can have some text, explain why this service is so amazing, blah, 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 blah. And it usually concludes with something like, call us now to make an appointment, or message us now, or click here and book online. Now, this approach doesn't work. Why? Right? So that's the big question. Why? Because people are busy, and even if they are interested in what you're offering, they just cannot call you or complete a lengthy online booking process. I mean, you know, if you just think about your own Facebook habits, so when do you check your newsfeed? Probably when you need a distraction or a little break. So for example, when you are waiting in line, when you are at the traffic light, or when you're on the toilet or something like that. So even if you see something interesting, you just cannot make a phone call or complete a lengthy online booking process or something like that, right? So when you are sitting on the toilet, you just cannot pull out your credit card and complete an online booking process, right? So it's the same with your ideal clients. Now, instead of the approach that I've just explained, what I like to do is I ask them to do something quick and simple that starts the communication between the spa and the client, and basically gives us, so the spa owners, the opportunity to follow up with these potential clients. So what I do is I ask these potential clients to provide their name, email, and phone number on a separate page or a form to get a voucher for the offer that we are promoting, and that's it. Now, why do we need the voucher? Because, you know, if you just ask them to, you know, complete a form for a call back or something like that, that's kind of boring, and nobody does that. I mean, when was the last time you filled out a callback form? It's pretty rare. So that's why you need a voucher, because you need to give them something for the contact information, basically. And it's also a good reference point for them, by the way, because, you know, after this point, you can send them the voucher to their email address, and, you know, they will see it as a proof or as a reminder, basically. So what about the voucher? Now, this voucher can be for a free add-on, it can be a discount or something like that. Now, having said that, I do not really like to do discounts for the spas that I work with, for pretty much obvious reasons. What I like to do instead are the so-called value-add deals. So for example, if my client wants to promote her $150 facial, and we don't want to do the discount, then instead of the discount, we can add on a few free add-on treatments. So for example, a free eye treatment or hand treatment or even a head massage, for example, which are worth, let's say, $50. So we are giving away $50 worth of freebies as a bonus during the promo period instead of the discount. Does it make sense? I hope it makes sense. So instead of giving away, for example, a $50 discount, we are giving away $50 worth of freebies. But for the spa, these freebies, so the eye treatment, the hand treatment, and all of these things, doesn't cost much. So maybe these treatments cost like a couple of dollars. And also they can be performed within the treatment time. So within the treatment time of the facial, so we don't have to extend the duration of the service, basically. Now, why is this process beneficial for the spa? Because we are not losing out on hundreds of people who are considering the offer, but they just cannot call or book online when they see the ad. So for example, if you've ever boosted a post, you can just look at your statistics and you will probably see that thousands of people saw your ad, but only very few booked an appointment. Now, in this case, so if you have their contact information, we can use this contact information for a so-called follow-up sequence to turn these leads into bookings. So I will talk about the follow-up sequence a little bit later, but basically it's a series of emails and text messages and phone calls. And for my clients, I automate this process. So even though it sounds like a lot of work, in reality, if you automate it, it isn't. Now, here's a quick recap before we go any further. So what I do is I have the ad, which leads to the contact information collection form or a separate page, which leads to the follow-up, so the spa can follow up with the lead, which leads to the booking. And this is a very effective system to get real bookings from real clients. It's so much more effective than just asking people to call you or message you or whatever. Now, back to the top three secrets. So what I've explained so far is the system behind all of my campaigns, but with this specific campaign, and to be honest, I do it with most of my campaigns. So these three secrets that what I'm about to share. But these are important because even if you have this system, what I've just explained, how you do it will pretty much determine the results that you will get. So even if you have the system, you know, from the ad to the contact information collection to follow up to booking, even if you have this system, if you don't have these three strategies behind this system, then your results will probably be less than what my client got. So let's get started. So secret number one is that I added a wow factor to the offer so we could charge higher prices. Now, this one is very important because I'm pretty sure that whenever you are running promotions, you want high quality clients, right? So you don't just want to attract deal hunters, but you want to get clients who will become repeat clients and who will bring repeat business to your spa. So, I'm pretty sure that in your market as well, there are several other spas that offer similar services to yours. So, there are a lot of anti-aging facials, microneedling, body contouring, lash extensions, laser hair removal services, and so on. So, it's very important to add a wow factor to your offer, so something that makes it stand out. So, in this case, my client was promoting her dermaplaning treatment. Now, in her market, there were other spas that offered the regular dermaplaning treatment. So we created a slightly different treatment and I named it Dermaplaning Ultimate. So this treatment included the dermaplaning itself, but it also included an LED treatment, a mask, a cryoglobe massage, and so on. So it not only stood out in her market, but it actually appeared more valuable than the regular dermaplaning. And we could charge much more than her competitors because, you know, the perceived value of this dermaplaning ultimate treatment was so much higher than just the regular dermaplaning treatment. So this one is very important, and whatever you do, so I could give you like a couple of other examples. So if you do lash extension services, then you could just highlight in your ad that, for example, you do the lash extension services in a private room, on a heated bed, that you provide refreshments, or for example, you could say that you have different styles, so you could kind of brand the different styles that you do, so you could have like for a more cat-eyed look, you could call it, I don't know, you can just pick maybe some celebrity names, like you can call it Kim K style, or if you do the doll look, so like a more rounded lash style, you could call it, I don't know, Kylie, just on top of my head. So you could call these different styles, and you know, this way you can stand out because you are not just promoting a regular lash extension service, but you're promoting something different, and that's the way to grab people's attention. Now, step number two, attract premium clients and repeat business. So this was the second strategy behind this campaign that basically ensured that my client not only got these, you know, first time, or not first time, but these initial bookings for the Dermaplaning Ultimate, but she also turned a lot of these clients into repeat business. So many times I see so many ads from spas where they promote a cheap deal or a discount or something like that. And I also know that many marketing agencies actually tell you, so actually they actually tell spas that they should offer a crazy 50% discount, or they should offer a free 30-minute massage or something like that, because they will get people in the door, that's true. And, you know, they tell the spas that, oh, you can just turn these people into repeat clients and you will make money in the long term. But the problem is that typically these deals attract deal hunters, because, you know, if you just think about your ideal clients, they probably want something more than just a 50% discount or a free massage or something like that, because they, you know, they want the best services. So they just won't be attracted to a free deal or a crazy 50% discount. They actually want value, and they want a solution to their problem. So back to the offer. What I do is the exact opposite. So I don't do these crazy 50% discounts or these free massages or something like that. I promote my clients more premium services, because this way we can make sure that they get premium clients, because only premium clients will respond to these more premium offers, who can afford spa services on a regular basis. So with this strategy, there's one very important thing, because, you know, if you just say that, okay, that sounds great, so I will just promote my $300 facial. Now, first of all, that's a bit too expensive in most markets. So it still has to be reasonable. But the other thing is, which is even more important, because pretty much you can sell anything if the perceived value of your offer is bigger than the price that you're asking for it. So what's very important with this approach is that you cannot just create an ad which says, you know, something like, hey, we are running a promotion for our $200 facial. You know, you can get this facial for a limited time for $150 or something like that. Because the problem with that is that you really have to explain the value and the benefits of the service so it looks enticing. And, you know, this is more work, but if you want to promote your more premium services and if you want to attract premium clients, they are looking for the value. So, for example, in case of a massage, as I said, these premium clients are not interested in a free 30-minute massage. What they would be interested in, so for example, it could be a massage, or it could be like a deep tissue massage, like a 60-minute deep tissue massage with some kind of personalized report or analysis, the massage on a heated bed in a private room with aromatherapy oils or with heated organic oils or something like that. So if you just compare the two deals, so, you know, free 30-minute massage and on the other hand, you know, a more complete experience, then the premium clients will choose the more expensive service, which gives them a solution to their problem and which has a higher perceived value. I hope it makes sense. Now, step number three, or secret number three, was follow up and make bank. So another mistake that many spas make is that, and I also used to make this in the past, by the way, so I'm not judgmental, so is that they don't follow up enough times or at all. So it's kind of like thinking that if somebody is seriously interested in your offer, they will reach out, and since you only want to work with committed clients, you do not follow up with the rest of your leads. Now, the problem is that we should realize that people are busy and several weeks can go by so fast and they completely forget about your offer, and even if they are interested in it. So for my clients, I have a follow-up system, which is completely automated and which includes phone calls, emails, and text messages. Now, there are two rules here, so two rules behind the follow-up process. The first one is the 5-minute rule. So you should call your leads as soon as possible, within 5 minutes. That's the best. And yes, I know I said that many of these leads are preoccupied with something else, but the interesting thing is that many do pick up the phone for incoming calls. So it's more like they don't want to make outbound calls, but when they get inbound calls, that's okay. And I know it's strange, but it is what it is. And the second rule is the 8-touch point rule. So on average, it takes 8 touch points for people to buy from any business. So we send several emails and text messages until they respond or they get back to us that they are no longer interested, or we just close the case after a certain period. So that's also very important. And to be honest with you, when I started out in my business, I didn't want to do so many follow-ups because I didn't want to annoy people. So that was my mindset behind it. So I thought that it was annoying for people. But the thing is, many people actually thank me. So they actually thank me for not giving up on them and following up so many times. Because the other thing is that, you know, people just don't, probably they just don't see all your reminders anyway, and it just shows them that you really care about them, basically, because they said yes first. So that's the other thing, that they reached out to you first, they provided their contact information, and basically you are just keeping them kind of like accountable to their decision, because they were interested in your offer for the first place, in the first place, but for some reason life got in the way and they just, you know, couldn't book an appointment. And if you send them reminders, then you are actually helping them. And the other thing is that you're not responsible for other people's feelings. And as I said, they were the ones who reached out to you in the first place, and if they are not interested anymore, they can just let you know, and that's it. So, and also there are many potential clients out there, so even if somebody is not interested, that's okay. There are like thousands of people and potential clients in your market as well, or maybe even more. All right, so that's it for today. So if you loved this podcast, there are 3 things actually that you could do. So first of all, you should subscribe to my channel to make sure that you receive all the other episodes as well. And second, if you found this episode valuable, then make sure that you share it with your friends or colleagues who could find it beneficial as well. And number 3, make sure that you leave a review for me on iTunes so we can spread the message together. So that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.